the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. This is Angus Ketchout. I'm here with Darren Dodds. We're actually going live from the Row Crop Short Course 2019 this year. One of the things that we're doing this year, it's a little bit different than in the past. We're actually giving a podcast opportunity to all of our platinum level sponsors this year. Darren, you want to tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, I'd love to. So, again, I'm Darren Dodds. I'm the department head for plant soil sciences here. I'm one of the co-coordinators of the Row Crop Short Course. And just to give you a brief update, the Row Crop Short Course started in 1983 as the Cotton Short Course, and we changed to the current Row Crop format in 2009. And this year, we had a record pre-registration of 918 people. And the first day, Monday alone, we had 600 people through the door of our event. So it is a tremendous success. And the only way that we're able to do this free of charge for those that attend are through our very generous sponsors like our platinum level folks with us today.
Yep. So today, our first people up today is actually folks from Case IH. So we're here with Brandon Potts and Amy Unzecker. So tell us a little bit about what y'all got going on at Case right now.
Well, we've got some awesome opportunities, some new products coming out for 2020. We're excited about it. We've got a new AFS Connect Magnum, which is an upgrade for our current product. And it's got a lot of new technology built into the tractor. The inside of the cab has been completely new makeover. And it's really nice. You've got all the technology in the tractor now with a new display, new armrest, and just the makeup of the cab. So that's one of the biggest products we've got going to hit the market this year.
So is that the tractor that you actually have on display there at the Row Crop Short Course sitting out back today?
No, unfortunately, that is our classic Magnum. It's our current product Magnum we have. The new AFS Connect Magnums are just now being built. They were started being built in October. And we've just started shipping those out to dealers, so we don't have one here at this time.
Well, it looked good. I know that. In fact, Darren was looking for a key. He wanted to drive it the other night when y'all were gone.
I have a key now.
I did, but you don't want to give me the key. I can go on and forewarn you about that. But, you know, hooked to that tractor is a pretty nice-looking planter. Maybe just take a couple of minutes and tell them about some of the planter technology that y'all have equipped with that as well.
Yep, so that's our new early riser planter. It is what we call now our new high-speed planter. Early riders have been around for years and years, and we just didn't put a high-speed sticker on it. We completely redeveloped the planter. It's now a new cast structure that makes it more stronger to handle those high speeds, longer trailing arms to give it more travel up and down. But the technology is built into it as well with the electric or the V-set meter, being able to, with electronic metering and turn compensation and getting that seed exactly where it needs to be, incorporated in the ground. We do that with early riser. It just gives us a little bit more advantage getting the seed up and out.
Fantastic. So, Amy, you were telling us on the way over here, you're from Illinois.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Morton, Illinois.
Morton, Illinois. Well, I have no idea where that is. All I know about Illinois is I like to deer hunt there. You're going to hook us up because of this podcast, right, on some good deer hunting?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
So to go along with the new AFS Connect Magnum, we also are going to be launching a new AFS Connect portal that's going to be available for our dealers and for our customers. So essentially it's fleet management connectivity at your fingertips. You're going to be able to access commodity pricing on there, have your DTN weather all underneath one portal to make it easier for our customers to be able to see all of their equipment in the field. You can have error codes, see when equipment needs to have the oil changed. So just really more efficient farming.
It just amazes me how advanced all these tractors are. I mean, you about got to have a college degree to run them now. At least I do. I can't figure it all out. Darren's really good at that kind of stuff. But there's so many bells and whistles on these things now. I only know how to run about a third of it. One thing I remember, Darren, you remember a few years ago when we were in Brazil, meeting with some really big farmers in Brazil, and one of their biggest problems was being able to hire the skilled labor to actually run all the new technology. I guess here in the U.S. maybe we're a little further along, but I can foresee at some point folks getting actually advanced degrees in some of this kind of stuff.
I think labor is going to make a huge change with technology nowadays with farming. It's not your backdoor farming anymore.
Yeah. So, you talked about the technology available on these tractors. You know, it started, I guess, a number of years ago, things like auto steer, which seems almost simple to us now. But talk about some of the things that that technology brings. For example, auto steer, if you were discing a field 30 years ago, talk about some of the increases in efficiency that it brings where you're not overlapping so much, or you can increase speed with planting, and how many more acres a day you can cover and really maximize that investment you make on equipment.
Yep. So with auto steer now, we're not just driving in a straight line anymore. We're able to, tell the tractor to turn itself on the end, so it's turning right into the rows. And you're not having to guess, am I on the line, and then engage on the line. It's actually doing it for you. It's like you said, making it more efficient, no overlapping, and it's always a step ahead of you. And just makes it easy throughout the day. You're in these tractors 14, 16 hours a day, and just makes it easy so a person can relax and let the tractor do all the job for you, so you're not having to worry about that.
You know, in cotton, the thing we used to worry about, if you planted cotton with an 8-row planter and you had a 6-row picker and you caught a wide middle, suddenly you had problems, right? You had one row of cotton that just wasn't feeding into the head right. It had all kinds of problems. So things like auto steer and even some of the other things have really kind of eliminated a lot of those issues that we used to see all the time.
It has. And now it's even given the ability for the owner to, if he wants to take a week and go to Florida, he can still manage and watch his farm as he's vacationing on the beach. Now with the new Pro 1200 display, he can actually tap into the display and see exactly what that operator's seeing. So maybe, he has an issue. I'm having an issue getting on this AB line, or which one am I supposed to be on? The farmer or the owner can use his iPad, use his computer, his laptop, and just tap into that display, see exactly what he is seeing, and say, well, you need to press this button, or this is the line you need to be on, instead of trying to coach him through it over the phone. He can actually show him hands-on, and just makes it, that much easier.
One of the other things that comes to mind talking about this, Angus and I were on a turn row in Holly Bluff, Mississippi, in the South Delta a couple of years ago, and one of our really advanced farmers whipped his iPad out. He was showing us all of his trucks up and down the highway and where his tractors were moving and his pickers and everything. So the other thing I think about, if you've got just say 4 tractors in a field and they're covering so many acres a day, but you've got a fifth that seems to be lagging behind, you could use some of this technology, this link technology, to maybe track where are they losing time, and where are you maybe not getting the most money for your investment on that tractor or the labor, wherever that may be?
Yep, you're going to be able to see that. You're even going to be able to see maybe more fuel usage if they're, all 4 tractors are running, 9 gallons an hour and one's running 12, 13. You're going to be able to see that and make corrections as you need to, or maybe coach that new operator on how to do things a little bit better.
The fuel is an interesting point. Angus and I work with another grower that'll tell you he will book his diesel fuel down to the tenth of a cent, and that's how he maximizes his returns. And it's things like this on this equipment that our growers can now utilize to really help them put their bottom line as big as it can be.
Yep. So since 2011, we've all been focused on efficient power with the new tier emissions mandates and things. We went the SCR route to where we don't regen, we don't have a filter, we don't do any of that, and getting that maximum, being able to maximize that fuel efficiency with the SCR system.
Yeah. So one other thing, I guess thinking about this. So talk about maybe why, what y'all's interest was in the row crop short course. It's the first year that Case has been with us as a sponsor. Just maybe talk about what brought y'all to our event and what y'all want to get out to the folks that may be listening to this podcast.
So I guess one thing that's kind of stuck out at me for the past couple of days that we've been here, I graduated from Mississippi State here back in 2000, never dreamed that I would be in this position that I am now, never thought I'd be able to come back and contribute or be a part of Mississippi State at the Ag Center or Extension Service, and just being able to come and play a part. That's what just seems to be huge to me. It's humbling and just an awesome experience to be here.
Well, and we certainly appreciate y'all. Amy, so what do you think about coming down here to our row crop short course in Mississippi from Illinois?
Yeah, I've personally loved it. It's been a learning opportunity for me as well. Like you said, coming from Illinois, all I grew up on is corn and soybeans. So learning how you guys farm down here, cotton, it's been quite the experience, but I've really enjoyed it.
Well, we certainly appreciate having both of you here in the studio. Absolutely appreciate your sponsorship for the 2019 Row Crop Short Course, and we really hope to see y'all again next year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.